Good afternoon, friends. We appreciate you tuning in this afternoon, and we pray that God will bless you. This gentleman beside me is Jason Boyle from the United States of America, and he's doing a tremendous work for God in Mexico City, a city of some 20 million people. And God has really blessed his ministry to the point where they're having to look for new premises to worship the Lord, such is the interest in the Word of God in that part of the world. Brother, would you just tell the folk here how you came to Christ and a little bit about the work that you're involved in?
Sure. Yeah, the Lord saved me when I was a child. I was about 5 years old. I attended our vacation Bible school or holiday Bible school in a Baptist church. And the Lord saved me at a very young age. And we continued in that church. The Lord saved my parents as well. And in the Sunday school of that church, when I was about 7 or 8 years old, our Sunday school teacher went to Mexico for a mission trip, and she came back and she told us about the need in Mexico, about the need for gospel preaching, the need of children and young people in Mexico. And the Lord put a burden on my heart to be a missionary, and specifically to be a missionary in Mexico when I was 7 years old. And the Lord never took that burden away. I continued with that until going through high school. The Lord confirmed that to my heart when I was 16 years old and I was preparing what I would do for university, what I would study, confirmed that to my heart using Matthew 4:16. And I went to university and I studied missions at a Christian university. I was able to go to Mexico for the first time in the year 2000. In the summer of 2000, I went on a mission team and was able to see the country that the Lord laid a burden on my heart for so many years ago. And then in 2002, I went back to Mexico City, specifically first time in Mexico City. I did an internship with a missionary there, and at that time the Lord gave me a burden specifically for Mexico City. I went downtown. There's a very tall building that you go to. You can see the whole city, four directions, and the Lord just really overwhelmed my heart with the need of those 20, 25 million people in that metropolitan area. There's a really great need in Mexico City for good Bible preaching churches. Roman Catholicism is very strong in Mexico as well as in Mexico City. There's a lot of cults, there's a lot of false churches, a lot of atheism, a lot of agnosticism, and there's a great need for the gospel to be preached. Danielle, my wife, and I went down to Mexico in 2010. We studied Spanish, and then the Lord allowed us to begin the church in January 2012. And we began in our home with about 13 people, and the Lord has given growth over the years. He's brought people in to be saved, to be baptized, added to the church. He's brought in more recently families that have come out of other church with wrong teaching and very spiritually abused, coming very hurt and looking for really the gospel applied to their lives. Mm. And we're thankful for those families who have come in recently and for the men who have come alongside. The Lord has helped us in the last years to have a group of men in the church that have been studying and training with me to become elders. We're thankful for that step forward in our local church, as well as for young men who have been called to the ministry and we're preparing right now to either serve in the church in Mexico City or to go out in Mexico City and other places to preach the gospel. And so we're very thankful for what the Lord is doing right now in Mexico City. There's a great need for so many things in the state at large. And pray the Lord will continue to guide us. We're looking to continue to help other churches who have contacted us in Mexico, in other countries as well, in Latin America, who are looking for training. Many of them, many people who have come out of false teaching, charismatic churches, and they're looking, they understand Reformed doctrine. They've come to understanding of some basic truths and introduction to Reformed doctrine, but they're looking for teaching. They're looking for help. They're not sure what to do. If they come out of their churches, where do they go? What do they do? And so there's open doors everywhere, and we need the Lord's help to know where to go and what to do, for the Lord to provide men and resources and the ability to know his will and to go forward where he would have us to be. As we pray for laborers, we pray for men to be raised up and for the Lord to guide us in what he's doing.
Yeah. Jesus, that's a wonderful story, how the Lord not only saved you whenever you were just a wee lad, mm-hmm. as we would say, but called you into the work of God at that young age and planted that burden in your heart. And there we are all of these years later, and God's brought him to Mexico, and you're doing a tremendous work. Yeah. It's maybe unlikely, but there might be somebody watching this video that lives in Mexico, maybe somebody will share it with a friend. If there happens to be, whereabouts is your church, can you give the address out or anything like that? Or
We're in the southwestern part of Mexico City. We're in Magdalena Contreras. If anybody can reach out to the minister here and get our address specifically, and we'd be obviously very happy to have anyone come visit us in the city. Many times people come from outside the city and they move into the city and they're looking for a church. And so
yeah.
We're in the southwestern portion of Mexico City. But really, we have people from all over the city that come.
Sure.
We have people from outside the city that come down. They travel a couple hours to come to church.
Yeah.
Even from outside the city.
So. Yeah, yeah. Well, I know there's people out there that watch these devotionals from Canada, from America, and different parts. You might have friends or loved ones that live within driving distance of our brother's church. Share this little video with them, and who knows what God can do through even that little work that you could do as well. But Jason, God bless you, brother. And please pray, folks, for the work in Mexico. It's so encouraging, so exciting what God is doing in that part of the world. Friends, we'll see you next time, and we thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you. Bye-bye.